Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What if God were your business partner? How would that impact your earnings? What do you think? How would it affect your planning? How would the morale of your business and your workers be affected? Your constituents? Miles Kawakami is the author of the book, God, My Business Partner, published by Harvest Evangelism Ministry. In addition to locations around the United States, he has spoken widely throughout the world in places such as Japan, Argentina, China, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Thailand, Mexico, and the Philippines on this very subject, God, My Business Partner. He currently works with house churches in southern China, and his insights will not only give wisdom about business, but life in general. And that's why I'm privileged to introduce him to you, but I want to pause before I talk any further about my dear guest, because we're here to remind you how much God loves you, my friend. That whatever it is you're facing, whether it's in business, whether it's a business decision that needs to be made, perhaps a trial or a challenge that you have to face that's going on right now, something unexpected, something that's a shock to you. Perhaps it's in your personal life. Maybe there are some relational challenges with a spouse, with a child, with a parent, with a friend. It could be a health issue too that has taken you by surprise. Well, Miles and I are here to let you know that God loves you and He knows you and He knows you by name. He knows you so intricately. He knows how many hairs you have on your head. That detailed. But Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins so that you could have a personal relationship with Almighty God. Jesus shed His precious blood on that cross to cleanse you from your sins. And He was buried and He rose again on the third day. And the living Christ today, at this very moment, calls you to Himself. Put everything aside and open your heart to Jesus. And by putting your trust in Him, enter into the family of God as a not just one created by God, but a child of God who can fulfill the purpose and plan that God has for your life. And what could there be any better place than to be in the center of God's will as He leads and guides you? Miles Kawakami will share about how God has worked in his life. And that will be a direct expression of what God could do in your life. You could relate, I'm sure. For 33 years, Miles Kawakami has been a small business owner on the island of Maui. He owns and operates Hawaiian Carpet One and Hawaiian Ceramic Tile. He served as the chairman of the board for the Chamber of Commerce of Maui, where he is currently an active member. He also serves on the board of Grace Bible Church of Maui, is a board of director of the Kiwanis Club of Maui, treasurer at Maui Christian Ministers Association, and co-founder of Pray Maui. In his personal time, Miles is a member of Harvest Evangelism, Hawaii Team International Transformation, Transformations Hawaii, and Aloha Ke Akua. He's married to Joyce. Together they have three children who all love and serve the Lord. Miles, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Pastor Danny.
Miles, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Honolulu. I'm a graduate of Roosevelt. But I spent my mother's family is from Punane, Maui, and I spent, I think, almost every summer of my life on Maui. And I always thought I would retire on Maui because back in the 50s, you know, Maui, there was nothing happening on Maui. You either worked for the plantation or you left.
Hmm. You've seen a lot of growth and many changes and development there, haven't you?
Yeah, for the whole state of Hawaii, actually, Honolulu as well as Maui.
When you've been a part of it in a significant way, Miles, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I beg your pardon? Who
influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I guess it has to be the our family, my father and mother and uncles and people.
Yeah. What stands out when it comes to positive influences?
Well, I guess the most important decision of my life was made when I was 5 years old. I was raised on School Street near the old Chun Hun supermarket. You remember that, Danny?
I remember Chun Hun.
You must be older than you look then. But at the corner of School and Nu'uanu.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I remember there was an old Portuguese lady, and she came talk to my father while we were at that neighborhood store. And they talked for a little bit, and that Sunday my father dressed my brother and I in our best clothes, which kind of surprised us, and walked us around the corner to Nu'uanu Congregational Church where the lady met us and took us in. And so we were all raised at the Nu'uanu Congregational Church.
Mm.
The Boy Scouts and everything there, just about through 10th grade. And then when I played football at Roosevelt, with Sunday practice, it kind of fell out of my life.
Mm-hmm. So early on, you were given exposure to church life.
Yes. I asked my father years later, I said, Dad, how come you took me to Christian church? Because, you know, they're Buddhist. And
mm-hmm.
In fact, I think I was 33 years old before I went to a Christian funeral. Every funeral I went was Buddhist, you know. But my dad told me that he's Japanese, so he goes Japanese church. And I guess the lady told him, since his boys are American, they should go American church.
Oh.
So that was how the decision was made. But it was all through God's providence and his plan for my life.
Hmm. And right outside of Chun Hun Market.
Yeah. 90% of the people listening who have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, how did you become a Christian?
Well, after that high school, when I played football and just fell out, and literally when I went to University of Hawaii, this was in the 60s, the Vietnam War. Seemed like there was all kind of protests going on, and you know, it was just, I think the term was anti-establishment. Anything that was establishment was old school, and the Christian faith was considered that also. And so it was really vogue to be unreligious and un-Christian, you know. So I thought of myself as that, you know, literally, as an un-Christian, as an atheist, literally. And through my life, then, when I reached my 30s, I met Joyce, and we were going to move to Maui because I had a job opportunity that I just jumped at on Maui. And we decided to get married, and I thought, you get married in church, you know. I didn't know there was any other option, so we went to the church of my youth on Maui, put in a congregational church, and the people had gone to a Kahului Union Church, and so I went there, talked to the pastor. He literally married us and brought us to Christ, and that's when we really became Christian. That was Pastor Vern Tom, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Tom speaks to you. Is it during the marriage counseling that he begins to present the gospel to you?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
What was it, Miles? What was it about the message of the gospel? What was it about Christ that at that time in your life, I mean, it seemed like it's somewhat of a transition point, but a point of excitement, obviously getting married. What was it at that time?
I don't think it was anything that opened the skies above my head and thunderous voice came down from heaven. But it was more just a lifestyle. It was thoughts of, I would like my kids to go to Sunday school like I did and hang around with church kids. And we weren't even married, and I was thinking like that. And then also Vern's life as a husband and father. We met in his living room with his two young kids running around. And, you know, Vern had said how marrying Carol was the best thing he ever did, the smartest thing he ever did. And all of that kind of reinforced. And actually, after we got married, that Sunday, Joyce and I, the Sunday after we got married, we went to the church more to thank Pastor Vern for marrying us, because he made it clear he just doesn't marry people, you know, who walk off the street.
Mm-hmm.
And from that Sunday, you know, when I walked in the church, you know, old Japanese style, what is your family and this? And, you know, my family, my mother is this. And, Johnny, and all of, they knew all my uncles. And so, you know, it kind of was a very comfortable place to be. And from there, we were at church every Sunday. And it was there that our faith really grew.
When you talk about the beginnings of your faith, even going back to, you know, Nuanu Congregational, when you were a boy, and then years later, in your 30s, you accept Christ. It's interesting when you mentioned the sky didn't open up. It wasn't some sensational, dramatic moment. It was just, it was a simple step. And slowly through relationships, your life began to change and your relationship with Christ began to grow. As you're listening today, you're listening to Miles Kawakami. Miles is one of Hawaii's leading businessmen. He has, you know, in business, you encounter many things and all kinds of situations that you either anticipate and much that you don't anticipate. But through it all, he's learned, starting here, when he shares about his first exposure and then his getting married and in his relationship with the Lord as it grows, how Christ has made a difference in his life personally, yes, as well as his business life, which, you know, obviously is intertwined. In that, I believe the Lord sends him to share with us today because the Lord wants to remind us that having a relationship with him does that. There's a direct intertwining with where we are in our lives. When we come back, Miles will share more of the growth process, how he got into business, how his business has grown on Maui, and how he became the author of a book entitled God, My Business Partner. That and more when we come back from our break. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Miles Kawakami, our featured guest today. To connect with Miles and to find out more about him, his business and ministry, HawaiianCarpet1.com. That's HawaiianCarpet1.com. It's not always that you have a chance to speak with an author, someone who's traveled widely to share his message. But he'll do that today when we come back. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
A businessman will probably tell you that when it comes to a business partnership, it will probably be good advice to develop a relationship with your partner. And of course, when it comes to relationships, for the most part, we could say that relationships grow over time, and they grow through seasons of life, seasons that are not always the joyous and most easy periods. In fact, we grow most quite often from the most difficult times. And the partnership, the relationship grows like none other in those deep valley seasons of our lives. Trust begins to grow. Insights and open doors of opportunity often come through that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guest today, Miles Kawakami. Miles is the owner of Hawaiian Carpet One and Hawaiian Ceramic Tile. He's also the author of the book God, My Business Partner. He's here to share that with us. To find out more about our show, perhaps you're tuning in right now. You want to get this podcast for free in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as I normally say, go ahead and listen. Yes, get as much as you can out of it and share it with a family member or a friend. Miles, take us back. You get married to Joyce. Pastor Vernon Tom leads you to the Lord. You watch his life. Your involvement at church begins to grow because of relationships that had already been there with your family from years past there in Maui. But how did you grow in the Lord, your relationship? And talk to us about business and how you got into business and grew in that way as well.
Well, you know, I wish I wish I had a Moses burning bush story, but that is not how things happen for me. And, you know, that's why I really enjoy listening to my introduction, because it really makes me sound a lot better than I really am. I'm just a plain person, maybe plainer than most, and a sinner saved by grace, and maybe a sinner more than most. But the transition of Christianity in my life was a slow, slow process. I mean, I didn't think I had changed after accepting Christ, and I still felt like I was the same guy. And I remember one time we had a 10-year or 20-year class reunion or something, and one of my classmates looked at me and says, "Hey, Miles, stop acting like I'm Christian." And I looked at him just shocked, and I was thinking, oh, wow, I did change, you know. But it was so slow and subtle over the years. You know, it wasn't a lightning bolt experience, you know. And I guess that's also what happened to our business. I guess God's plan for my life, anyway, is slow and easy transitions without any lightning bolts. And so in business, it was the same thing. Joyce and I started the business. Actually, it was just her and I working. And in fact, when she gave birth, the baby was under the desk. You know, she was raising. That's how we started our business in the early 80s. And in fact, we had a customer that would come visit us just to carry our baby. You know, but from there we just grew the business. And I wish I could take credit for the growth and all, but in reality, God just had his hand and led me and just laid paths before me one by one, and allowed us to grow the business to a point where Joyce could stay home and raise the kids and just take care of the family side.
When you talk about, well, the title of your book, seeing that you've gone through these, the way you describe it, you know, it's such a relaxed way, but almost like subtle transitions of life that have taken place.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are lessons learned along the way, and your relationship with Christ is growing during that same time, simultaneously or concurrently.
Right.
So when did God give you this idea for a book? I mean, it's a monumental achievement to author a book. How did that happen?
Well, I think most of the people that knew me on my BC days before Christ would be just shocked that I would be a Christian, but more shocked that I would be an author of a Christian book. And how that happened was, maybe I should tell you how I got God as my business partner, because that was the first step, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, in 1997, I was at a conference with Ed Silvoso, and I met God. And God, of course, God had been in my life previous, but I just met God face to face, you know. And we were in front of a speaker, and I remember just being just, wow, this is amazing, you know. And I asked God, what does he want from me? What I said is, what you like I do? And I remember in the back of my head, Satan put that thought, God going to ask you to give all your money away and go live in Africa where you get the Ebola virus with your family. And that scared the daylights out of me. But right at that point, God just gently had me in his hand, and he just said, I want you to pray for 2 hours a day for 1 year. And I remember thinking, wow, do that. And, you know, in the euphoria of that whole moment, basking in his presence, you know, I would have agreed to anything. And later on, when I came down off of that, I said, oh my goodness, what did I just do? I committed to pray for 120 minutes a day. And, you know, at that point, I mean, prayer was a hard thing for me. And just to pray, it took me years just to get into the habit of praying. And at that point, for me, prayer was 2 or 3 minutes a day while I was driving to work, provided somebody didn't cut me off and I start cussing them out, you know. But that was my prayer life. And with that, I was graced by this book by Dick Eastman called The Hour That Changes the World. And if, by the way, if anybody has problems praying, I would really suggest this because it's a 12-step prayer plan, and where you break prayers into your prayer, your daily prayer into 12 steps. And 5 minutes a step, 60 minutes, your 1 hour that changes the world. But anyway, so what I did was I put 10 minutes per step, 120 minutes, and 2 hours. And I think that was the key to my whole transformation into from a Christian in the pew on Sundays to becoming a Christian at work on Monday through Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, in the middle of this 2 hours of praying, I mean, Danny, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but sometimes praying is hard work. I mean, right?
Yes.
Sitting down there, I mean, you know, all the things you got to do, the thoughts going through your head. But for me, it was really hard, brutal work. I mean, I always think of it, it kind of reminded me of exercising. Where, you know, I started going swimming because I had bad knees, and I remember I just hated going to swimming. I mean, you know, I would look for reasons not to go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, kind of funny story, one time I was driving to the swimming pool. I used to go at lunchtime, and it started raining. So I turned around and said, oh, I better not go. I'm going to get wet. That's a true story. But anyway, you know, when you go into exercising, at some point your muscles develop and you get into a zone. And every now and then you really start enjoying it. You get into a high. Huh?
Right.
That's the same thing with praying.
Mm.
It took me a long time to get my prayer muscles going. And sitting there for 120 minutes is a fabulous regimen of getting your building up your muscle. But I remember 6 months, maybe 7 months, into it, you know, and, you know, this literally agony. One morning, I sat there and I really enjoyed it. And that was the first time in my life I enjoyed praying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the next morning I woke up and I looked forward to going praying. And I was thinking, whoa, this is really weird. And so today, you know, a decade and a half after all of this, I still enjoy praying, and I still have a goal of praying 1 hour a day. And on most mornings, I really look forward to going praying.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I digress. One morning in this, while I was in the middle of this prayer, this was back in the recession of the 90s, our business was doing really poorly. And in fact, we were literally heading for bankruptcy. You remember the recession of the 90s, the Japanese bubble?
Yes.
And all of that? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was during that time, and our business was going to lose $70,000 that year, and so a lot of the two-hour prayer was, oh, God, save my business, help me to get out of this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And one morning, God spoke to me clearly, and I think that was maybe the second time in my life God spoke to me. Joyce, my wife, tells me that God speaks to me a lot. I just don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
wanted half the business. Now, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, my logic side, the business is going to lose $70,000 this year. God wants to be my partner. So at the end of the year, he's going to owe me $35,000. So you want half, you got it. That's how I made that decision. I wish I could say it was more of a religious experience, but that was my thought process.
Well, it's an honest reflection. It's your honest thought process. You're in prayer. You received this. We got to find out what happened. I mean, the plot thickens, Miles, as you speak. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got to get right back into it. And okay, $70,000 in debt, you're on the verge of bankruptcy. God speaks to you very distinctly. He wants to be your business partner. We're talking 50% is what you got from him. But the situation is what it is. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, you're going to hear more of what happened from Miles Kawakami. Obviously, something happened at that moment and through this process. And I guess maybe the Lord wants, in moments of despair, instead of running from Him, the Lord wants us to draw near to Him. Could it be that that's the key to the launching of a breakthrough in your life, in my life? Will we draw near to God? Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Miles Kawakami.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
What if God looked at you and you know that it was happening and God said, hey, let me partner with you in your business. I want 50%. You get 50%. What would you do? Well, maybe if your business was thriving and you were thinking, oh gosh, but what about if your business was in the hole and you knew you were on the verge of bankruptcy? What would you do if God wanted to be your partner at that time? Well, it's sort of the situation with our guest today, Miles Kawakami. The Lord spoke to him about that, and he made a decision. And it was in a real tough time, in the middle of the recession of the 90s, when businesses were going under, the economy was in dire straits. But he made a decision. And we're here to tell you what happened. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Miles Kawakami is here with me online from Maui to explain what happened next. Get this program in its entirety, a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Miles, the Lord presents you with this opportunity. Well, I don't know if you looked at it as an opportunity. How did you respond?
Well, you know, you just mentioned if the business was doing good and if your business is doing bad. In all honesty, if my business was doing real well, I would have had a hard time giving God half. Mm. You know, harder for a rich man to be saved than a camel go through an eye of a needle. But God had positioned me and our family into this position because he knew this is the way I would come to an agreement of making him our partner. And at that moment when I agreed to make God my business partner, God said that my business, audibly, he said, my business is going to make $200,000. Now, you know, I mean, I mentioned this to Joyce, you know, in fact, but $200,000 in our small business at that time, we never made that kind of money in the best of times. $200,000 in the worst recession in Hawaii's history at that point. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was on scientific impossibility. Parting the Red Sea would have been easier in the way I was thinking, you know. But what is really amazing about it is the business started improving just a little, and improve a little more, and at that point of our business, any improvement was good, you know. But the reality is, you know, when you're at the bottom of a valley, even when you go up a little bit, you still feel like you're at the bottom. Mm. So mentally, we're still on survival mode, ready to go bankrupt, you know. But it kept improving a little by little and month by month. And pretty soon, before I even knew it, we wiped out the loss. Hmm. You know, and I didn't even know we did that. Just little by little, and we started showing a profit. And then by the end of the year, we had a $130,000 profit. And then this was one of the best years in our, at that time, 18-year history of our company. And at that point, God showed me the minus 70 plus 130 equals what?
Mm. Mm-hmm. 200.
And I tell you, I mean, you know, literally the heavens opened, my knees shook, and I just started praising God. And in fact, it presented another problem because I didn't have a plan on how to spend give $65,000 away to God. I didn't think that was going to happen. And so, you know, I remember thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Because you have to give the money away by December 31st, right? To get to have the tax and all that. So anyway, I think we'll get more into that when you interview my wife, Joyce, and feed my sheep. And we did a lot with her on that, and the money allowed that. But, you know, the bottom line on this whole thing is that God is my business partner, and the half that I get to keep in 2006, the half that I get to keep was 8 times more than the whole of what I used to keep. That's God's arithmetic. The half is greater than 8 times more than the whole. And we have been blessed. The business has been blessed, and just immensely. And we have been able to bless our community, our state, and literally, as we share the testimony, you know, around the world in what we are doing.
Miles.
I might mention one last thing. When we were going through this process, the Harvest Evangelism Group and International Transformation, which was led by Francis Oda and Pastor Cal Chinen, they went and said, you know what, let's make God the majority owner. So we all gave 51%. To God, and so we're now the minority owner at 49%.
When you experience this, and we have listeners that are pragmatic, they want to know the how-tos. So someone asks, okay, well, I understand God is your partner. God bless you. 2006 banner year, 8 times more than half is 8 times more than the whole of what you made in times past. What did you do in the business? Were there changes in structure? Did you make big adjustments, small adjustments? What happened that brought this about?
Actually, it was literally a miracle of God. We did the same thing we did before as we did after. I think what we did do, though, is that, you know, when your business is shrinking, you just got to cut expenses, and you got to literally cut to the bone, right?
Right.
And that's what we did. So when the business improved, just so it goes up 1%, that 1% on gross profit goes straight to your bottom line.
Hmm.
You know, and so running lean, and when the profit started going up, it just, you know, it just started increasing and increasing. But our business was literally the same the year before as the year after. It was just the business increased, and it was literally an act of God.
So in terms of methodology, other than the fact that you cut to the bone, so to speak, You ran on, basically you're running on a shoestring budget to keep things going as things began to increase. So having said that, then you know what you need to live. You know what you need to carry on the business, so that it can function. And now the Lord is teaching you or repositioning you in your mind, in your heart, in your practice, how to deal with excess, I mean, how to deal with growth. That's something I'd like to find out, how God began to lead you. Because now you have more than enough, right?
Yes.
When we come back from our break in this God, My Business Partner segment, let's talk about that. How the Lord began to speak to you. I know it relates with Joyce. We're going to do a segment featuring her and what she's doing with the ministry Feed My Sheep. But I'd like to hear of it from you, Miles, how the Lord began to speak to you, what to do with that. And really, what I marvel at is the fact that sometimes we try to do much with much, but there's also a capacity God gives to do much with little. And then there's excess to be used for his purpose. When we come back, more from Miles Kawakami, straight from his mouth. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So many times in life we try to do stuff on our own. We manufacture things, we gear up, we get all, you know, people say, well, I'm getting psyched up about this, I'm going to make a difference. And we generate our own kind of excitement, and then we, at some point, get caught to a place where we run out of resources, and then we go to God. And when we go to God, we go to Him with humility, because we're either humbled or humiliated. And in that place, the simplicity of obedience, faithfulness, and listening to the voice of the Lord begins to make a difference. And you see the outworking of it. Miles Kawakami began to see what it was like when God became his business partner. In fact, he's authored a book, God, My Business Partner. He's spoken of that all over the world. And the message has given hope to many, many people. In this final segment, we talk more with Miles about that, the insights that God gave, and he is a very practical man, as most businessmen are. He shares heart to heart with us. To find out more about Miles and his business and his ministry, HawaiianCarpet1.com. That's HawaiianCarpet1.com. Miles, going back to your partnership with God, someone might ask, they say, hey, I thought we're supposed to give God all, but he's saying 50%, and how does that work? Has anybody ever asked you that? And if so, how would you respond?
Yeah, I've been asked that. I've also been asked, how about 20% or 25%, you know?
Yeah.
And really, it's the percentage is not important, because God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. What God wants is your heart.
Mm.
And by giving him your heart, you're giving 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, giving God 100% of your business, well, that sounds good theologically. It does not, excuse me, it does not work. How do you give God 100% of your profit And what you're going to do with your business, you need to buy inventory, you need to pay, expand, you need to do things, fix the store, keep it up. So the reality is you cannot give 100%. You cannot give 100% of your own salary to God, even though you can say you will, because how are you going to pay your rent? How are you going to buy food? How are you going to pay your kids' clothes, you know, and all that?
Right.
Well, for someone like me, 50% is something I clearly understand. And it's a number that I will meet. And so at the end of the year, we have our the accountant prepares a financial statement. We just take half, boom. Actually, we take 51%, send that out, and that's clear, and we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is God owns it all, and 100% is His.
Yeah. Miles, practical things. Someone today is maybe in as a business owner is in a tight spot. And as they're in that tight spot, they're listening. There's a glimmer of hope because you've been in that tight spot and you've seen the Lord intervene in your life personally and in your business life. What would you say to someone going through that difficult time right now?
I will tell you that each person's inner soul and character is forged and purified through trials and problems. We don't develop our character when things are going great.
Mm.
It's the trials and problems. And you know, I think that we as humans, we're just too weak and self-serving to handle God's grace without being corrupted. We see that happen all over, all the time. And so it's the trials and problems that is just a wonderful way of cleansing us from selfish ambition, presumption, ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're going through these problems, and not all problems is God's plan, certainly not, but when you're going through all these problems, just understand that this refinement and removal of the dross from your soul to purify and cleanse you is God's plan for your life. And He's going to use this to touch you, help you to transform where you're at, your community, your neighborhood, your state even.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt, God has a plan.
Miles, we've got a couple minutes. People go through those moments of turmoil in life and business.
Oh, yeah.
Can you pray? Pray for our dear listener.
Absolutely. Let us pray. Dear God in heaven, we come before You as fallen humans, as sinners saved by the grace of Calvary. And we pray right now specifically for those in this world that are going through trials, that are going through tribulation, that are going through problems. And we just pray, first of all, we pray that Your hand will reach out and touch these people that are going through all this. We pray You give them grace amazing. We pray that You give them peace and confidence.
Yes.
We pray that they will feel Your presence in their lives. And we pray that You give them words of encouragement and a clear understanding that from these trials and tribulations, you are forging the characters and just building them up to do your work in this life. And that is a fact. Mm-hmm. We pray, convince them, O Lord, especially those that are really, really hurting.
Yes, Lord.
We just pray. That is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That you are refining their souls to do your will here on earth, to bring light to the darkness. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Miles, thank you. Thank you for praying. And thank you for being an example to us of a man of prayer. Thank you for sharing of your relationship with the Lord and what Christ has done in your life, in your family, and in your business. And thank you for sharing with such a sensitive, gracious, and loving heart. You speak with clarity, and I am greatly appreciative of you and who you are. So thank you so much.
Oh, you are very welcome, Pastor.
I hope that as you've been listening today to this moment with Miles Kawakami, a moment of heartfelt sharing, really dynamic sharing of what it means, especially when he says, God, my business partner, that you are encouraged and blessed. You know, God's timing is perfect. This is a perfect moment. For example, for you to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And my friend, if you haven't done so yet, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation I've prepared for you there. And to help us with your financial support, if you want to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Proverbs 4:18 says, "The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Miles Kawakami. Find out more at HawaiianCarpet1.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.